Hey guys, it's Callie. So I am going to be doing a recording with Brenna later on in this episode, but I just wanted to try something new. Instead of just making one, I'm going to make this segment real quick just to tell you guys how my day has been. So today I've been well. I woke up in the morning, I did my schoolwork, I didn't have much to do. I watched WALL-E because I was doing a Disney scavenger hunt. Then I finished some of more of my schoolwork. Then my nephew Rio woke up, and so I hung out with him, and then I watched Finding Dory. That took a while because the questions were kind of hard, the scavenger hunt questions. I'm doing it for a class on OutSchool. Make sure to look at OutSchool because it is really cool. And then after I watched Finding Dory, I just hung out. My nephew Rio, I know I already said that, but he's a baby, like 3 months old, and he decided to make an explosive. So that happened just a couple minutes ago, actually. Kind of embarrassing, but he is so cute, and I love him. And I hope you guys like the next segment, recording with Brenna. It's again, but she is awesome, and I will say it again in the next segment. But please make sure to follow Brenna and watch her podcast called Saving the Environment on Anchor. Bye, guys. Hope you like this segment. Bye.
Hello.
Hi.
Okay, so I know you guys are thinking she was on here yesterday, but it's okay because we are going to have our first ever back-to-back special guest come on again today. Brenna actually wanted to talk about, well, I want to talk about too, but it was Brenna's idea to talk about Tower of Terror.
Yes.
So, I found this in the book pretty easily. Sorry about, like, the wait yesterday. I could not find it yesterday. But this ride, I enjoy, like I would say it has terror, but
yes,
I
yes, it definitely has terror.
Yeah, but I enjoy it. I, like, enjoy the, like, feeling, like, you know, like, the feeling in your stomach?
Yeah, like as you're walking through, like, to get on the actual ride, there's, like, a bunch of, it's, like, supposed to be, like, an old hotel, so there's, like, a bunch of spider webs everywhere, and the anticipation just builds up in your stomach as you're walking through the line.
And, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
What's funny about this is that, like, Brenna, so if you guys don't know, I have a sister, and we're all, like, really good friends. Like, Brenna's good friends with Chloe, too. And,
yes.
Brenna, I don't think you know this, but Chloe, honestly, well, I think you know that she is terrified of elevators. Do you know that?
Yes. When we came back from Hollywood Studios that day into the hotel, I was kind of scared to ride the elevator.
Yeah, like, ever since Chloe... And I'm not, like, saying this is a bad thing, but my sister's just like this. Like, she's always been kind of afraid of heights. But Chloe, after she came, she did not want to ride that ride. But my mom makes us ride every ride because she says, if you don't like it, then you just don't have to do it again. But you have to at least ride it once because you don't know if you're going to like it or not. So yeah, she makes us ride it. And, So, I was getting on, and I was, like, ready. Like, I'm scared of roller coasters, or I'm scared of, like, rides, but I, for some reason, just had this weird feeling. I was like, come on, guys, let's go. And I was running up to the line. Chloe was, like, crying. Like, my mom was holding her. And,
Was it weird? When you guys got on there, wasn't Chloe screaming, get me off of this ride?
Yeah, she was screaming, and... my sister Hannah was, like, holding her hand. She was holding both of our hands, but, like, Chloe was holding Hannah's hand so hard, like, squeezing so tight. It was so funny. And her, I'm pretty sure, I don't know if it was her. Might have been Hannah, might have been someone else. But if it was her, that would have been so funny. Because I remember someone in my family's seatbelt unbuckling.
Oh, my gosh.
It might have been me. No, it's okay. So, like I said yesterday, I'm really tiny, like human being. So this seatbelt wasn't holding me down because, like, the air just was holding me up.
I know, so it felt like I was sorry. You go ahead.
No, you can continue. I don't care.
Okay, so when I rode it, I was like when we were dropping, it felt like I was like floating upwards.
Yeah, you go up.
The air pressure, it like pulls it down, but it's like you're going up at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. And also the weird thing is that, like, if you think about, like, if you're on that ride, like, this is an amazing ride, by the way. Like, we're not, like, saying stuff about bad about it. It's an amazing ride. But, honestly, if you did not have a seatbelt on the ride, everyone would probably be floating at the top of the elevator. Like, seeing the, like, ride, just floating there, not knowing what to do.
Yeah,
but
holding, there's, like, handles on the side of the seats, and I was, like, holding on it, and I was, like, lifting up, I felt, even holding on to the handles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let me read this real quick. I'm just gonna read, like, a couple paragraphs, because it's kind of long, but okay. Here we go. The Hollywood Tower Hotel is a creepy home of spectacular thrill ride. On the, that word, wait, what does that say? Facade, maybe, of the 199-foot-tall buildings hangs a sparkling electric sign. As a legend goes, lightning struck the building a Halloween night in 1939. An entire guest wing disappeared along an elevator carrying 5 people. The line for the ride runs through the lobby, where dusty furniture, cobwebs, and old newspaper adds the eerie atmosphere. As guests enter the library, they see a TV brought to life by a bolt of lightning. Rod Serling invites them to enter the Twilight Zone. Guests are led toward the boiler room to enter the ride elevator. This is your last chance to change your mind about riding. Ask an attendant to point you toward the chicken exit, is what it's called. Once you take a seat in the elevator, the doors close and the room begins to accent. Wait, that was
Callie.
No.
Callie, yeah. I can see Chloe screaming, "Let me in the chicken room."
Yes, that is so Chloe. Wait, where was I? Chicken exit, blah, 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 blah. At the first stop, the doors open and guests peek down the corridor. Among the effects is a ghostly visit by the hotel guest who vanished. The doors close and you continue to trip skyward. So, that is an interesting way to put it. So, like, when it talks about, like, the atmosphere, like, Disney, yeah. That is one of the great things about Disney. It is so amazing at making things look like you're really, like, there. Like, it's really,
yeah, like
that or something like that.
Yeah, we did, there's this show at Disney in Hollywood Studios, and it's, like, the Ariel one, The Little Mermaid.
Yes.
And it really makes it feel like you're under the sea, because there's, like, bubbles going up everywhere, and then it's just so, like, real.
Yeah. And another one that I think is a good, like, I did this on my podcast, and I was talking about this, for Kilimanjaro Safari. That one, I feel like, it even, like, kind of tricks the animals into thinking that they are really at, like, Africa or something like
yeah.
that. Which is amazing to me, because animals usually know their habitat, they know where they are, they're really good at that, but the animals, I personally believe, by looking at the place, literally feel like they're at Africa. So I just think that's so cool. Brendan, do you have anything else to say about this?
Well, what else makes the Tower of Terror kind of creepy is that the ride, the elevator that you go on, it's not a normal elevator. It's a service elevator down in the boiler room, like Callie said. So that kind of makes it, like, more creepy.
Yeah. By the way, guys, I'm going to give a shout-out to Brenna here. Please listen to her podcast. She hasn't made one yet, But she made a trailer today. It's called, if I correct me if I'm wrong, but like Save the Environment. Is that what it is?
Yeah, Saving the Environment. Saving the Environment. And I actually decided to make so I only do weekly episodes. So I went ahead and made just this week's episode, actually.
Oh.
I forgot to tell you, Callie, but.
Okay. So, yeah, I think that those are amazing ideas. So, guys, please, if you listen to my podcast, please just listen to Brenna's. I think that they are going to be amazing. And because yeah, if you can hear it now, she sounds amazing. So, yeah, thank you for joining me again.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me again.
Yeah, you can come, like, anytime. Like, honestly, I love having guests because I like hearing different people's opinions than just mine.
For next week's video, I think Callie is going to be on it.
Yes.
Is that right, Callie?
Yes.
Yes. So, Callie will be on my next podcast, too.
Okay. So, I hope you guys like this episode. I don't have anything planned tomorrow. I think I might do Toy Story Mania. I'm loving that one. So, I guess I'll see you guys tomorrow, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for having me.